Hey, this is Twan, and you're listening to the Twancast, episode number 4. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going? It's cold.
We're apparently on the college kids' budget. I swear I'm not turning that heat on until November 1st. So I'm sitting here in a hat and 2 sweaters and a long sleeve shirt.
And a toque.
Oh. Well, the hat.
Oh. Yeah, I got my winter jacket on.
I just got a sweater on, but yeah, it's pretty chilly.
Yeah, human beings weren't meant to live in 30-degree temperatures with no heat.
November 1st! Oil prices!
It's not that cold in here. It's 63 degrees.
Is that only 63?
Livable is 68. We're 5 degrees beyond livable.
Well, that's funny. I'm usually fine with that, but I'm cold today.
It is chilly.
So what's new?
We have 94 subscribers.
We do.
We do.
Hello, subscribers.
Hi, people. Thanks for listening. Yes, and thank you to the, 50 that we got in the last, 2 days.
Yeah, you guys rock.
We are very happy to have you here. And I guess we should probably tell you, even though I'm sure you know, allegedly, this is the Twancast where we discuss the latest tech news, books, TV, music, and whatever pop culture gossip piques our interest. But
yeah, but he lied when he made that.
Yeah, but if you're expecting, NPR, you're not getting that.
No NPR. But I do have an interesting little tech story. I don't know if you saw, but Google accidentally put up the website for their new base.
Base.google.com. Right. I was playing with that an hour ago when I accidentally
looked up. Well, it's up now.
Yeah, except you can't get into it.
Yeah. Well, actually, because I saw that they accidentally put it up, and it was all over the news that they accidentally put it up.
Well, it's an alpha. It's not even a beta.
Right. So it's up now. I was able to get into it at work and poke around in it for a little while.
Oh, did you get in?
Yeah, at work, but then when I got home...
Did you just use your Gmail login?
It didn't ask me for a login at work. At work, I went to it, and it gave me the drop-down box and with all the subjects.
Do you have your Gmail automatically logged in?
I have Notifier on.
Maybe that's it, because it's a matter of logging in. I couldn't log in to it.
But. Right, well, when I got home, I tried to go onto it, and...
They said no.
It wanted me to log in, and it told me my password sucked.
Yes, exactly.
Same here. But hopefully, they fix soon, So it's going to rival Craigslist, I guess, which I love Craigslist.
Craigslist is cool.
Craigslist is extremely useful. But I did read something interesting in an article. I used the word interesting a lot. I noticed that last podcast. But how they think it's going to be weird that Google will now be competing with the companies it indexes. You know, they're no longer, so you look up classified and you're going to get Google and then Craigslist instead of Craigslist first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of neat.
Google, but I mean, that's how it's been with Yahoo, so any Yahooers are used to that.
Google's taking over the world.
I have a question.
Okay.
How does a company, a big company, such as Google or Yahoo or whoever, accidentally put a page up?
Well, that's why I was saying accidentally.
Well, they can't see the quotes.
But you know what? If anything else, it's just Google doing what they always do, and they're leaking something just for the point of having it be to bring the hype up, you know?
Right, yeah. Well, that's... But even...
Because images got leaked of it last week, so...
Right. But yeah, no, my tone for accidentally... Just like the Google Wallet got leaked, you know, there was a site for it and then it was gone.
Yeah.
So, just another fantastic Google thing to look at where they can take our information and store it and scan all our emails. But I don't care, I still love them.
I love Google, too.
They can scan my email.
You,
so
you
good.
Converted me, because I used to not like Google. I used to be a Yahoo.
Yahoo is so cluttered. Ooh,
but
I
like the cluttered. I was all about the news.
You know what? It looks like AOL. It's so bright and colorful and gross and cartoony.
Speaking of AOL, a woman I work with today, I don't know what she did. We don't use AOL at work, obviously. Not on our computers. I don't know what she did, but somehow anything you open, a link, we have a shortcut to a website that we use, on a desktop, it opens up in some half-ass AOL browser. Some weird...
Oh, because you installed it in the new Instant Messenger, or somebody did, and the new Instant Messenger comes bundled with AOL Explorer.
Oh, I hate that shit. Because I'm the one fixing it when it doesn't work. Oh, people need to stop downloading things. You know another thing people
But you have AIM on your computer.
But mine doesn't... I don't have that AOL browser.
Because you don't have the newest version of AIM.
But I thought I did. No, I upgraded to the newest version.
You have the really foofy...
I think so. One. If it asked me to upgrade, I did. But, I know enough to, say no to certain things where these people just go crazy. But another thing that should never be downloaded on a computer Weather bug.
Oh my god.
Fucking weather bug.
Well, Yahoo has something along the weather bug line, doesn't they? Don't they?
I don't know.
Well, because when I used to work at TI, this woman had like four weather bug, like four different programs that were like weather bug, Yahoo Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger, like freaking ICU, and like every 900 search bars like at the top. It's like I was wondering how her computer functioned.
Well, that's the problem with weather bug is the computer that we don't use, that isn't being used right now, that I use for the beta testing for the software that we're trying out. You know, I have to turn this computer on. And
usually to make it work, you don't turn it on.
You know, well, nobody else uses the computer but me when I'm using it for the beta testing. And I turn the stinking computer on, and it's like a 30-minute low startup time because of weather bug. And you know, there's no getting around weather bug. I need to uninstall it. I'm just too lazy.
But
then there's like 8 million different... Hold on, this is just 8 million different toolbars and viewbars and pop-up blockers that... To use my email program when I'm emailing back and forth with the tech people, you know, I try to get into my email, and our web-based email uses a pop-up. I cannot find what pop-up blocker is on there that I have not turned off yet that will not let me pop up.
Really?
I have turned off four different pop-up blockers, and I still can't get a pop-up.
Is it possibly an integrated plugin in the browser itself, maybe?
I don't know, but I've been
trying. What browser is it?
IE.
I even tried
Netscape just to get into my stupid email. So instead I'm running back and forth from that office to my office and putting things in shared drives because I've turned off like four pop-up blockers and I still can't get anything to pop up.
Well, it sounds like it's probably a plug-in for IE.
I hate those freaking toolbars. I really do. Those, like, your web page ends up being like 3 inches high because you've got web... bars all going down. Like, search this, have this.
Some can be useful. I have one for Google and one for Dick.
I hate.
Well, that's different, you know.
And the Google one I really don't need because Google owns my computer now, you know? And it's like if I'm not logged into Gmail or have Google open, you know?
You get an alert.
Or I can't go to google.com. I can always just type in the browser. But the thing about Weatherbug, I actually used to like Weatherbug.
It's just a special night for me and Anthony. It's a special night.
Oh, good. Grab my drink.
Oh, jeez.
Shut up. I love you.
What? Where are yours, Anthony?
Yeah, we're smokers. Well, two of the three of us are. No, they're probably my pocket.
So...
But not podcast pertinent.
Yeah, we're doing something here.
Yeah.
No, Weatherbug is a great program. I actually enjoyed it a lot, aside from the pop-ups, if it didn't use the system resources of 8 programs.
It does, though. Oh,
like,
I can run Photoshop on less system resources than fucking Weatherbug.
Yeah. Yes, it's crazy. Like, I used to have Weatherbug, and, like, I'd open it up, and it'd be like...
But why? Why do you need Weatherbug?
Because it was a nifty
Weather.com is too hard for you?
But it was a nifty little program. You know, it sits in the toolbar. I just turn on the computer and add the temperature right there. And
it's when your computer finally boots up.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, I would turn it on, it would be like loading Weatherbug. And then, like, I'd be doing stuff. Programs would crash, you know.
That's
and
a PC.
I'm so embarrassed when IT comes over to, you know, when I'm working with IT to the software and I have to turn the computer on and I have to wait 30 minutes, you know, when Weatherbug's popping up.
The question is, why the hell is Weatherbug on a work computer? What the hell do you need Weatherbug for?
Everybody in my stupid office has Weatherbug, except for, I think, me.
Really?
Because I know better.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, forever flashing shit all on the screen.
Yeah, if it didn't take up the system resources of, like, rendering huge images, I would use it, but no.
3DS Max render environments and whatnot.
So, yeah, so that was my little Weatherbug rant.
Yeah, okay.
Along those lines, Apple's widgets, they're, like, the same thing. Like, some of those widgets take up so many system resources that when you go to your dashboard or whatever, it's just like, crawl, crawl, crawl. Okay.
Well, do you know about Confabulator?
God bless you.
Confabulator. I didn't know of its existence until like maybe a week or two ago. It is exactly Apple's dashboard for Mac, for a PC. Like, it looks exactly like it does exactly what it does.
Isn't the Longhorn coming out with gadgets or whatever?
Gadgets. Gadgets.
Gadgets.
Which is my nickname, by the way. It's completely different, the functionality. Confabulator looks and runs exactly like Dashboard.
Does it really?
Whereas Vista's, their gadgets, you know, sit in the sidebar. And
Speaking of Apple, Julie and I are the proud new owners of a 12-inch iBook.
Yes, it's been almost a month. It was time for them to buy a new computer.
Well, we just got rid of one. In my defense, I put $20 in a 10-cent slot machine and one $500.
And then spent $1,500.
No, it only spent $950.
Educational discount, baby.
Yes, and she's still getting the video iPod, which I didn't know about.
Well, Shannon's getting hers for free, and Shannon can't have something that I can't have. So
that's not fair. She'd be so jealous.
I would be. And I'm not going to have it. The space on my iPod. I have so many things that I want to put on my iPod that I can't. Speaking of things.
Well, you know what? Why don't you give me your mini then? Since you were all about me giving your Nano, why don't you give me your mini?
Well, I have to do some testing on it at work. I'm going to.
Well, why didn't Shannon give me her mini then?
So I promised it to my sister.
Did you really?
I figured.
You can have mine after I'm done with it. But you're going to break down and buy a video anyway.
No, I'm not. No, oh, I'm not. I'm saving money. I don't need a video for anything. I'm watching Lost. Okay. All right. I'm going to talk about Lost. I have to. And here's the rundown. I'm going to talk about it in the most non-spoilish way possible because I'm trying to get them to watch it. They haven't seen it yet. And they put it out on iTunes. And I downloaded the first season because I was going to buy the video iPod. I want something to watch. And I've heard how great it was. And I made the mistake of watching an episode. And now I've watched like 3/4 of the first season already. And this is the reason that I'm so tired and I'm getting 4 hours of sleep a day. Because I sit down every day and I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch an episode of Lost and go to bed. And I watch 3.
Wow.
Every day. No, and I'm shut. I'm going to tell you why Lost is great.
Why is Lost great?
Okay. Well, here's the thing about Lost. And for those of you that live in a hole, Lost is about people that are trapped on an island in a plane crash. There, I spoiled the first 30 seconds.
Everybody knew that part,
though. Yeah. Well, this is why Lost is so great, and this is why it sucks me in. Because there's 3 different layers to the show. You have the characters, and you have the main, you have the basic storylines of their interactions and what's going on between them and what they're going through being trapped on this island. At the same time, in every episode, they flash back and you get a backstory about the people before they're trapped on the island, but it directly correlates into the episode, like, every time.
Well,
like,
we have seen an episode.
And you did see one. And don't talk about it, because I don't know what you've seen. But, and so it ties into that. And the whole thing with the show is, you go on, you know, you watch this episode, and you have the basic storyline of what's going on. And then you have this backstory, and it ties in. And you watch it, and you get to the end of this episode, and it's all great. But then there's this underlying issue of the big payoff plotline. Like, the plotline that supersedes them all as to, there's something weird about this island. And the whole big storyline.
We know! Shut up!
I hate you! But
yeah, by the way, we heard it was a great... great show. So we watched the season premiere of season 2 when it came out. We were like, oh yeah, we'll just jump right in, you know? No.
and they do this thing in every freaking episode, and it's so annoying because you watch the episode, you know, you get all this stuff, you're really content and you're happy and the basic storyline is gone. And then in the last 30 seconds of every episode, they do one little thing that advances that big plot line, the main old plot line, and they just have it and it happens and it's over. And you're like, what the hell was that? And there's that instantaneous, I need to watch the next episode right now. I need to know what the hell that was. And it happens every single time.
Yeah, and
Julie's watching your series.
Yes, burn the table.
I'm not going to burn the table.
Like right there, over here.
Those are our clips. Those are different. But yeah, and it's every episode. And I can't stop watching it because every single time, I'm like, it's literally slap my hand on my knee. I'm like, what the hell was that? And like, I have to watch the next episode.
Slap your hand on
your knee? Like, what the hell? You know, like.
Okay, who's the old fart this episode?
But it's just, it's amazing. It sucks me in. And I'm so jealous of you for knowing more than I do, even though you've only watched one episode. But I've got 5 more episodes of the first season, and then I'm sure I'll download the second season in 2 seconds and catch up. I just need a day. Just need a whole day to just finish so that I know what the hell's going on. That's my Lost update. So if you know, you're one of the 1 people in the world that doesn't watch Lost, you know, I'd start watching it because it's good. And iTunes, you can download them for $1.99 an episode. You can buy the season for $35. So.
Yep.
That is my Lost. And as soon as I'm done, then I'll have no one to talk about it, and then I'll be really frustrated. So if you watch Lost, get in touch with us. I'd love to talk to you about it. Okay.
He needs a friend.
He needs a Lost friend.
Julie, do you have any stories today?
No. Oh, this is kind of gross, but I was just gonna tell you guys off the air, if you will, but I'm gonna just throw it in there now. I don't know if you get this problem at your job.
The not-so-fresh feeling?
Well, it's close to that. And I don't think it's really going to matter too much for boys, but I was going to the bathroom today.
Was there blood on the toilet seat?
No, there was like a sea of pubic hair on the floor. It was just so gross.
A sea?
It was just like, it's like,
do,
you know,
do your coworkers bring razors to work?
I don't know, like, if they're like, I don't know. It's kind of fun. I don't know. And it's rude to say, I guess, but it's just kind of weird to like be like squatting all there and be like, ew, look.
Do you go to your coworkers and be like, excuse me, did you leave pubic hair on the floor of the bathroom? Is that yours?
You pick one up, you're like, who is this? Who keeps leaving these? That would be gross.
Yeah.
No, but I just, it's just goes back to that age-old story of how women are so disgusting in the bathroom.
Well, in women's defense, yes, women are disgusting, but I'm sure nobody's intentionally leaving their pubic hair on the floor.
Hey, you never know. There are women in pervy suits.
I don't think they're ripping it out and you know, showering the floor.
Well, maybe they're like cutters, but this is the way that they like vent those feelings. They pull out their pubic hairs while they're
sitting there. No, I know. And like the whole thing with the toilet seat always being wet, and it just skeeves me out.
Yeah.
Like, that's just disgusting.
Yeah.
The wet toilet seat.
Everybody at this point has clicked stop.
Yeah.
Well.
Just now.
Well, have you, you might have heard about it because you read or know they didn't. The new Olsen twins?
The Prussian Blue is the name of the band?
Oh, yes.
I wanted to download some of their songs.
Wait, what? There's these two girls. I have it written down. They are 13 years old. They're twins. And these cute little blonde girls.
Blue eyes, blonde hair.
They sing. Well, they sing white supremacist hate songs.
To a pop beat.
To a pop beat. Yes. Their names are Lamb and Lynx. They're homeschooled with their mother. And, you know, they're proud of their race, and they want to preserve the race, and they just want to keep being white.
Because their parents beat that into them since the
day one. Exactly.
They want to keep being white. Like, you're going to wake up one morning and be like, what the fuck?
Well, if I get bored with converting people to the gay lifestyle, maybe I'll convert them to the black lifestyle afterwards.
Just really weird.
I want to reserve myself to be white.
And sad. And I saw this picture of them.
Well, you know, they want to keep the whiteness of society.
Yeah, they don't think we should all be a big mud puddle.
Don't want to be mudbloods if you're a Harry Potter fan, by the way.
But,
no, I'm not a Harry Potter
fan. They had these t-shirts on. In one of the pictures I saw.
Did it say God hates fags?
No, they were smiley faces, right? They were white t-shirts with yellow, you know, the yellow smiley face that you see, you know? And the smiley faces had little Hitler mustaches.
Nice.
I swear to God, they were little Hitler mustaches.
Do they sell those at Walmart?
Probably. And it's just weird. Really weird.
Yeah, I read about them too, and I wanted to download one of their songs, and I was just curious, you know, how the hell do these 13-year-old girls sing white supremacist songs, you know, teen audience? I want to see how they market
them. I'm curious to hear what the lyrics are for these songs.
Well, I read some of the lyrics, and they're not horrible, like, they're more subtle than that, but they're very, you know, like, yay, fatherland, you know? Yeah, creepy stuff.
Yeah.
It's even creepier, like, you can just kind of picture it coming from stereotypical, like, skinhead kind of things, you know, screaming into a mic in, like, the punk rock kind of way. But, like, the little, like,
13-year-old
blonde hair, blue-eyed kind of, you know.
I don't know. I hope they don't get very popular.
The bubble.
Well, you know, it doesn't help that we're sitting here talking about them, does it?
Yeah. But Lamb,
but you know what?
Lamb and Lynx? What kind of names are Lamb and Lynx?
Those are, like, online chat room names.
I know, right?
Oh, so I thought
that's
that was
my point name.
Lynx. You can find her live journal at all.
In a little bit of local news, did you hear about the anti-gay rapper that's coming to Lupo's?
No, who? Is it that Beanie guy?
Yeah, Beanie Man and Buju Bantam or something, and apparently they rap, and they rap about anti-gay things and gay bashing. And
yeah, Beanie is bad from what I've read.
Well,
like Eminem,
people
whatever.
Have been, you know, emailing Hot 106, who said they have nothing to do with it, even though I guess they were using Hot 106 as their sponsor, but Hot 106, they said they have nothing to do with it at all. And Lupo's, because they're playing at Lupo's, said that, you know, they played a couple times, and they always discuss beforehand that none of the songs that they perform at Lupo's are allowed to have any of the anti-gay stuff in there. So, interesting local news.
Yeah, whereas Eminem is, like, fag twice on his album. Beanie is, like, string up all the gays and like kill them and like bring their moms. Yeah,
I had never heard of him, and I'm like, oh good, they're coming.
Well, he's a Jamaican artist.
My hometown, that's fantastic.
Yeah, if the gay militia wants actually something worthwhile to protest, go after that and leave Eminem alone. Well, I want to talk about Eminem, but that'll be like an hour. So
I have something else that I was going to talk about. The deuce was it?
Eminem.
No, I don't know.
I like some M&M's.
I love M&M's. Oh, some M&M's. Yeah, the you just had Oreo candy. What do you want?
No, the peanut butter M&M's.
What was it? You know, it was really good, too. See, I need a pen so I can write this shit down.
Word.
That were my three stories are done.
Okay. Speaking of music, because I've...
Oh, I know what it was. No, you talk and I write.
Oh, for the love of God. No, go ahead. Just go.
I want to talk a little bit about that movie, the cowboy movie. What's the name of it?
Brokeback Mountain?
Yes.
Or as everyone likes to call it, Bareback Mountain?
Yeah. The sad thing is that's kind of how I remember
it. No, it's when I first heard about it, it was on a podcast called PK and J. What was it? No. It was the Delta Park Project. I listened to 80 of them. And they refer to it as Bareback Mountain. Well, it stuck.
You know, we watched the trailer for it, and it looks really good. It looks really, really, really good. And, you know, Jake Gyllenhaal is just the It Man now.
Well, it's funny because he has that, and he has Jughead.
Jughead. We watched the trailer for that too.
And they're both supposed to be like Emmy movies, but they're so far apart and they're coming out at the same time. It's like Gay Cowboy or Marine.
That's my concern is that this movie looks incredible, but that maybe it's going to get shunned because people are uncomfortable with the concept of macho gay cowboys.
I'm kind of uncomfortable with the idea of watching a movie about gay cowboys, to be honest. But
I didn't know what to think about until I saw the trailer. And I watched the trailer and I was like, aww.
Gay movie is great. A cowboy movie?
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
Cowboys are sexy.
It's a gay cowboy movie, but really it just looks like a romantic movie.
Yeah.
For the gay crowd. Like, that's how it came across to me. But it does look good. You're right. I'm dying to see it. And Michelle Williams is in it, so.
And cowboys are sexy.
Cowboys are sexy. Jake Gyllenhaal, he does something for me, but I don't know what. I can't say
Jake
that.
Jake Gyllenhaal is cute.
Does he suck your balls? Yeah.
No, my toes, actually.
Oh, ew.
Julie doesn't like the toes.
But he grew up so much. I mean, he was in The Day After Tomorrow. And he grew up so much from that.
Hi, Donnie Darko. Why do you hate Donnie Darko? I don't understand. I love Donnie Darko.
We never watched the whole thing. I said I would give it another shot.
Because you were so bored? I was like...
I don't know. It just wasn't doing it for me. But I'll give it another shot. I will. I will give it another... Don't burn me. Stop.
Stop burning, Shannon.
Stop it.
Okay. Going back to music. I wanted to take this opportunity. Now that I have a forum, I have a large group of people that I can ask this. Because I have these two and they don't know. I mentioned in my prior podcasts that Shakira put out her new single, and put out her new album, and it got cut because it was in one of the 5,000 takes of one of our early episodes. And wanted to ask you guys. Okay, first off, I want to say I love the new Shakira single. Very excited for the album to come out. I love Shakira to the point that with my like 4 years of Spanish. I actually bought Oral Fixation when it first came out, the Spanish one, and with my little Spanish dictionary, like, translated a bunch of the songs so that I knew what the hell they were saying, before I realized the DVD had the full English lyrics on it when you watch the DVD. But anyway, my favorite song on the album is a song called Dia de Enero, and there's a line in the chorus, and it's, Ya vas a ver como va la misma vida de cantar la sal que sobre del mar. I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what that means, but it's either a metaphor or an idiom, and I don't know, I don't understand it. And I was hoping maybe somebody who's listening, our Spanish ethnic audience, you know, might be able to clarify that. I've mentioned this to you before, right? Haven't I?
No.
No?
Yes, he has. We were playing poker or something one night, and he asked us.
Yes.
And it wasn't the last podcast. We never brought it up during a podcast. This was like...
I brought up Shakira's single during a podcast, not this topic.
Did. Yeah, okay.
But,
I thought he meant this topic.
But I was listening to the song today, and I was like, the line literally means, soon you will see this life will decant the salt from the ocean. Okay. I don't know what that means. Like, I think it's a metaphor, because the line before it is, soon you'll see that this life will, start healing your wounds or something. And I think it's just like you know, that it'll separate the good and the bad, you know. But what's funny is the word decant is a word that we don't use very often. I wish that the audience could see Shannon staring off into space and Julie fiddling around with whatever the hell she has, a piece of foil right now. That is how interested they are in my my Spanish inquiry. They don't like Shakira, but
It's not that I don't like her. I just don't care. I don't have this burning hatred for Shakira. She's cute.
But she's awesome. She's such a great artist. Okay, horrible song. Shakira didn't get trashy when she came to America, you know? Because before that album, there was like six other albums in Spanish, and she was like nice and modest and had dark hair. And then she came here, and it was all hip-shaking.
How else is she going to sell? Yeah.
Gotta be blonde in America.
She has to compete with people like Britney Spears.
But her music's still good. So, and I have high hopes. November 11th, the new album comes out. So if anyone understands that line, knows, because I'm thinking maybe it's an idiom, you know, that I don't get.
I'm thinking maybe he's an idiot.
Idiom.
That's not nice. Be nice to Twan.
No, you see how well it worked out for Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, we watched that show. Not as much because we love that show, but because King of Queens comes on before it.
And there's nothing else on at 6 o'clock at night.
Yes.
What?
I just burped.
Oh.
I was trying to be polite.
Okay. Yeah, polite. Okay, I'm Noah Shakir.
Oh, good. That was a very interesting
You can stop
story.
Tuning me out now.
Are you talking? What?
Just because it doesn't interest you. Maybe
it may
our ethnic others. Audience out there
our ethnic
might
audience.
Be able to help me out. They don't have to be ethnic, they just have to speak Spanish and know enough about the culture to know if that's just a metaphor or an idiom.
Can't you Google it?
Nothing? No.
Shakira forum, maybe? A fan message board?
How much work do you want me to do for this?
Well, you're friggin' talking about it during your podcast.
Yeah? Do you Google forum everything you talk about?
Yes, I do, actually.
Did you forum pubic hair before this podcast? Did you do extensive pubic hair research?
Yes, I did, and I found out that there's a magical pubic hair tree that grows in some northern bathrooms, and I was just wondering if maybe Shannon...
Well, that's where they're coming from. It's fall, and the leaves are turning and falling.
Well, that's what I figured. That's why I wanted to ask if Shannon had one in her bathroom.
Okay.
And it's predominantly...
If I had one in my bathroom, we share the same...
No, at work. That's why I asked if you had
I see. No, don't use that. Where's the other one?
Right.
Because I want to
you don't
that.
Know how to use that.
Because that one will scorch your feet. Where did the other one go?
That's right here.
That is the coolest thing ever.
Stop it! Stop playing with fire.
Stop.
Stop with the stuff. No fire for you.
Do not burn me. It is not nice. I will kick you.
Oh, you'll kick me.
Yes.
So if anybody's interested in buying some Adobe After Effects software, it's Adobe After
the
Effects
Twan's List?
6.5 education version, which is a full functioning version. Unopened, we have Mac and Windows available.
Two Macs, one Windows.
One Mac and one Windows because you can't sell the other one. Please email us and we can hook you up. Yeah. Maybe a little good podcasting deal.
Why don't you use eBay like normal people?
Yeah, because those are going back because I'm going to be charged for them at some point. But my school fucked up and sent me a Windows version of the software. And then when I requested, they send me another version. They sent me the correct Mac version, but then they also sent me another one.
So we have three Adobe After Effects 6.5 software sitting in our house.
Yes, see, and they've yet to send me the air bill to send back the original Windows versions.
Okay, what the hell's an air bill?
It's a prepaged FedEx package, so I don't have to pay for fucking postage.
And that's like three times and no one ever told me.
I didn't hear you. Actually.
We were just tuning you up.
As always, yes.
Didn't. Ooh, we have some Degrassi old school to catch up on.
Oh Jesus.
You sat, you watched
episode. No, I love it. I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, last week when you guys...
Because they're like 25 years old.
When you guys
I was watching Fall watching. In the Family the other day.
But it's on the end. It goes there.
When you guys were watching that, and I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. I sure did go in the bedroom.
Did you go to bed?
I was up when you left. I was watching iRobot because there was nothing else on, and I didn't want to watch any more fucking Degrassi old school.
I said all you had to do was say something.
But I didn't want to take away from your bonding time, so I just excused myself and had some peace and quiet.
I want to see what's going to happen with the finale now that you read it and we're so close to the end.
The finale of what?
Remember the guy guy kills.
Excuse you, Julie.
The cat.
The guy kills himself.
What are you doing, Zoe?
Degrassi, old school. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, back to the old school.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about Lost. I don't know why.
No.
I've got Lost in the brain. It's all Lost. I just need to finish.
Apparently.
So are you going to watch it?
Yeah, yes, I'll watch it.
You need to put the first couple episodes in.
Maybe that's what you can get us for Christmas.
Lost?
Yeah.
So by then, I'll be long and done, and I'll have to watch 25 episodes of it.
Well, we can watch the other episodes without you. There are times that we don't see you. We can pop them in. Hmm. Do you want to watch them with us again?
No.
Well, then you can get it.
Do not give us the sad pouty face.
You can get it for us before then.
Do not give us the sad pouty face.
You can get it for us tomorrow, and then we will sit here and we will watch it. And it'll be
can
fun.
It be one of your Christmas gifts?
No, it will just be a
no. A celebration. I spent $50 for nothing.
No. It'll be a celebration.
You're buying me a fucking $5 Target gift card.
Target. Christmas tree shop.
Christmas tree shop. Sorry.
It'll be celebrating our 100th subscriber to our podcast. That would be a present to us.
Oh. I have to give you a present?
Yes.
Hey, I got these subscribers, damn it. What did you do?
We've added entertainment and fun to the podcast. Oh.
And long stories. And
the Twancast without us
is just you talking. And let's face it.
Let's face what?
It's just you talking.
There's nothing wrong with me talking.
The interaction is important.
The interaction is important.
Because then who would be mean to you?
Well, that was... Yeah.
And who would ignore you?
How would my life go on without people being mean to me?
You'll take this abuse and you will like it. I will burn you.
Anybody want
to...
Cigarettes out on you.
Please.
Anybody want a time check?
Sure.
31 minutes.
Okay.
All right. I think
we're... Anything else?
Did you notice that these podcasts just fly by now?
Because we're not thinking about the podcast anymore. Like, the first couple episodes, it was all like, Julie was like talking to the microphone. And we were all self-conscious, and now we're just talking, so...
Seem to be flying by.
You do?
Our time with you subscribers is so short. So short.
And we'd like to say hi to Tim.
Yes,
yeah.
Tim.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Who left us a comment. Don't know who Tim is, but thanks for listening.
Yes, Tim, I appreciate the comment.
And then Shannon.
And wait, I do have to agree with Tim. Our generation is spoiled.
No, I don't think that we're spoiled. I mean...
You know what? Even more so, I think the generation that comes right after us,
they're spoiled.
We just like kind of lay on the cusp of, they're very spoiled. Case in point, the story we were talking about earlier about... the 21-year-old who can't do anything without his mother.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, and there's such a fine line between, like, technically I'm a Generation Xer, and you were a Generation Yer, Julie.
No, technically you are a Yer.
No.
Yes, you are. Remember, we went through this.
1980 is good, though. 1980 is good Generation Xer.
A good Generation Xer?
Yes.
1981...
Hey, I grew up the same time you did. I listened to Nirvana. I wore flannel with the rest of them.
No.
No, yes, I did.
You wore dark eye makeup and hip hop clothes.
I thought she was goth.
No, she wasn't goth.
I was everything.
She was hip hop.
I was a fucking chameleon. Okay.
She listened to hip hop and she was bad in school and stuff.
It was not that bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, her toilet paper was chained to the wall. What do you want?
Anything to wrap up with?
Nope, just the usual outro, I guess. If you want to get in touch with us and tell us how much we suck or how much you love us, or if you want a dollar, because I still have $20 to give away, you can email us at twancast@gmail.com. You can find our website at twancast.net. You can call us at 206-339-TWAN. I don't have any more.
Hi, phone number.
Oh, yeah, wait, all of a sudden interrupting me is a bad thing? I appreciate the thought, but...
In the middle of the phone number.
You can reset it.
206-339-TWAN.
Thank you.
And it's not like it's not in the show notes and on the website and everything else.
And I just had to stick with tradition and interrupt the...
Hey, you should have learned... You remember last episode when you did your outro?
I did. And I've been bottling it up ever since, and now I want to interrupt you.
Oh. Okay. Is there anything else I missed? Don't fuck me. Fuck you.
No, fuck.
Hey, don't fuck your mom, okay? I know we have the adult explicit label, but
that I didn't want originally.
It doesn't mean we have to take advantage of it and abuse it.
I haven't sworn a lot this episode.
No.
I've been very good.
She has been very good.
You've been excellent.
There's been no talk of shooting loads or...
Pat me on the head.
Okay.
Thank you. Now you do.
Is that the lesbian hardcore action that I promised them? Is he pat me on the head?
Yes.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it. I think we're done for today. But thank you guys for listening. Oh, and I want to thank Podomatic, who hosts our website, because I love Podomatic. I'm so excited for them, and I'm very happy.
Yes, they keep adding new features.
Yes,
that really comment good. Feature just blew me away.
And right... okay. Crossing the line into non-believability there, but it was the highlight of my life. I wet my pants at work because of the comment features.
No. It was one of those unexpected little... things, you know.
It was a little
one day
bonus.
It's there, and one day it's not there, one day it's there. It's like, I know. Right. It's
and
like,
then we
it's
have
like
a comment.
Christmas package.
Thanks, Tim. Tim, email us, Tim.
Okay, we're done. They're not paying us. So so go there. It's free. It's good. That's it. We will see you kids in 2 days, probably. Yep. I'm guessing.
We're not seeing anybody. We'll speak to them, but we won't see them.
Bye.
Bye.